EPI, Empowering People's Independence. Used to be the Epilepsy Foundation, but Lorena changed the name. Why'd you do that?
Because,
because
we do not provide only epilepsy services. We also serve people with developmental disability and traumatic brain injuries. So we wanted a name that truly represented what we provide to people,
sure.
which is empowering them to live the best life that they can, despite, you know, their conditions or their diagnosis.
Yeah. Did you add those other services, or was it just epilepsy, or you always did it?
They did it when they merged with Prelead, which was another organization that provided services.
It used to be Epilepsy Prelead, right?
It used to be Epilepsy Prelead, and people did not know what we stood for.
That was even more confusing.
Exactly.
So we got it down to EPI.
Yeah.
Lorena DeLancey, and you are the
development and marketing.
Okay.
Yes.
And you brought a guest with us.
Yes.
Ellie, you just told me your last name. I'm going to screw up.
Moyo.
Ellie Moyo. Okay, now Ellie, born in Victor, you're a reading specialist. You teach, right?
I do, yes.
In Greece. And an avid runner. And in 2019, you suffered a grand mal seizure.
Yes, I actually was at teaching summer school, and I had my first seizure there. And then I kept having them for a couple, you know, I was put on medication, then I would keep having them every couple of months or so. And the biggest one was while I was out on out running in the city.
Really?
Yes.
Now I don't mean to pry, but how old were you? Because you're
yes.
an adult. Obviously, you're a teacher.
I was 30.
You were 30.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
Lorraine, is this common that it can happen at any age?
It can happen at any age. Generally, young people and older people suffer more seizures,
mm-hmm.
But this can happen to anyone, any age, any gender, any ethnicity.
So any signs, warning signs, Ellie?
No, and that was the funny part is I really had no triggers, as we call them.
Right.
I did see a pattern of when I was like overly stressed. But again, that's just everyday life. So,
sure.
Some people tend to get auras, as I've learned that's the name, but I don't seem to get any of those.
Okay. And so now with EPI, how are they helping you out? How's this working for you?
So I was connected through EPI. Actually, my mom, she was on Facebook searching for any types of support, and she came across EPI. She took one of their webinars with mm-hmm. Mike Riedel, and then there was the 1 in 26 challenge that was kicking off at Wickham Farms, and really, I reluctantly went.
I remember seeing you there.
Yes.
Then we got hooked up with Lorena and Jill, and it was through there that I was then connected with the associate board and just found different resources and a community.
Right, right.
So.
And how is it going now?
Good. I have been 2 years seizure-free. And I actually was just had a baby 9 months ago. So
oh, really?
And everything worked out. It was I've started running again.
Uh-huh.
And my goal was to run a half marathon because I used to run quite a few of them, and I was able to do that 2 years ago.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. Now, what is the treatment? I mean, is it therapy? Is it drugs or combination?
It's a combination. I'm put on medication for it, so I
uh-huh.
take that daily, and then I try to avoid my my triggers, as we
oh,
call
right,
them.
Right.
And through you know, my doctor's appointments and whatnot, I've been able to figure out what my true triggers are, and a lot of it is just I've found out just living my life.
Just living life,
yes.
right? Which we all try to do.
Yes. And I have to say, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones where I'm able to be treated by,
right.
You know, medication and whatnot. There are others that aren't so fortunate. So I really am one of the lucky ones.
Now, what kind of baby did you have?
I had a little boy named Sid.
Oh, Sid.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Sid. I love it. Now, Lorena, is there any possibility that this is something that would carry on with Sid, or it has nothing to do
it
with
is,
heredity?
Incredibly, epilepsy is not still very well understood. There
really?
Is no genetic component. Sometimes there is, sometimes uh-huh. there isn't. Now we have some kids that come to our camps, and all the siblings have epilepsy. But, you know, some families, it's just one person in the family that has epilepsy.
So it's still,
they don't, the cause is not known, and the diagnosis is still really complex. Yes.
Now, EPI, how many people would you say, well, she mentioned 1 in 26. That's what we're here to talk about. That's in October, right?
Yeah.
Let's go over that first. 1 in 26. 1 in 26 people will get a form of epilepsy, right?
That is correct.
That's an astounding number.
That is a huge number, yes. And that's why we wanted to raise awareness with our challenge, 1 in 26 challenge, because we want to let people know how prevalent epilepsy is, and it's still misunderstood, still not known. Sometimes still carry stigma. People are afraid when they see people having seizure, and we want to raise awareness about the prevalence of epilepsy.
Right, because otherwise Ellie walks in here. Right. I have no idea.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, it's like people cannot tell if someone has epilepsy.
Sure.
So, and some people, because of the stigma, some people don't share that they have epilepsy. So that's one of the also reason why we have many services that help people build a community where they feel safe sharing their diagnosis and their concern and their fear about their diagnosis or someone in their family who has a diagnosis.
So, Ellie, you had groups and stuff like that of other people that went through the same thing? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I didn't attend any of the groups, but through the 1 in 26 challenge, when I attended Wickham Farms, I was able to meet other people that did have epilepsy, and so I've connected through there. And I was one of those that really did not want to tell anybody.
It was your secret, right?
Yes, and I lost my ability to drive, you know, so it was kind of hard to keep that secret as I'm being dropped off at work and whatnot and picked up. But it was through that, again, going to Wickham Farms, that I somehow was able to feel I saw that other people struggled with it and connected. And then through that, and then going to the chocolate ball and all of the other events that EPI puts on, I've been able to meet others.
Oh, the chocolate ball's just
fun.
It's a chocolate ball, you know?
That's an easy sell.
Yeah.
That's usually an easy sell. It's moved to April next year, isn't it?
Yes, it is going to be on April 27th.
Yeah, because it used to be hovering around Valentine's and stuff.
Yes, it was in February, but then because of COVID, we had to cancel it twice.
Right.
So we were very afraid of having an event again in the winter when pandemics seem to pick up.
Right.
So we moved it to the spring.
So she's mentioned Wickham Farms a couple of times here. So let's talk about the actual kickoff. That is Sunday, October 1. It's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Wickham Farms. And it's a really cool place.
Yes.
And we just take a little walk around there, right?
Yes. So the challenge we ask.
But that's just the kickoff.
That's correct.
Tell us about the challenge.
The challenge is we ask people to run, walk, bike, roller skate, roll, however they want to complete 26 miles in 26 days between October 1st and October 26th. And then on October 1st, which is a Sunday, we'll have a one-mile group walk together to kick off the challenge. And the people who register will be able to stay at the farm and enjoying apple picking, pumpkins, and all the activities of Wickham Farm, which is fantastic.
I love watching the donut machine that flips the donuts.
Yes, yes.
So 1 in 26, the challenge is 26 miles in 26 days. I'm not a math genius, but that's like a mile a day.
It's correct.
It's pretty easy to do. See, I'm good like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can do all 26 all together.
Yeah.
Ellie.
Us radio guys, we're C students. Everybody knows that, right? What other services does EPI offer?
For epilepsy services, we have support groups. We have meetings with physicians. We have EpiArt, which is art therapy for kids with epilepsy. We have two teen weekends. The teenage years are very important for kids because they become more independent, and it's very important that they continue to stay on medication, that they have good sleeping patterns, that they are controlling stress. So we have two weekends for teens, just for teen physicians come in and they talk to them. They also is when they start having anxiety because sometimes they cannot drive, and that's such a huge rite of passage. So they have a specific challenges, teens with epilepsy. We also have two camps for children with epilepsy and their siblings. There are a full week camp. These kids sleep over and they get to do things that generally they are not allowed to do because sometimes it's dangerous, like horse riding or swimming. And there we have neurologist 24/7 with us, and so the parents can feel safe and the kids can be kids for a whole week.
And you said now at any age, she's 30.
Yeah.
When it happened, I'm over twice that.
Okay, you can still come to our camp.
I'm not talking about camping. It can still happen.
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
And sometimes seniors with age increase their risk of seizures.
Really? Yes. Now, when we raise money for EPI here locally, right? The money stays locally. Now, is the money going for the services or research as well?
Is for services. Focused on services.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now, who does the research? Is that
are several organizations in the U.S. that do research, and then we are actually connected with the University of Rochester Medical Centers.
Sure.
They do research. We are actually with one physician from SUNY Upstate that is doing research for SUDEP, which is sudden death for epilepsy. Sometimes people have like very long seizures and they pass away. So it's not well known. And we actually have a great physician at SUNY Upstate that is doing research just for that specific.
No kidding.
Condition.
Did you have to go through any testing like that or?
I did have to go through some testing. I had to get, the EEG to see whether or not I was actually having seizures and when I was.
What did you think the first time you had one? What did you think was going on? What did you think you had or what was wrong with you?
I thought I had just passed out. I get very confused, disoriented.
It's got to be a scary feeling.
It was. And, next thing I know, I was being taken to the hospital. So that was, it's scary just to wake
I'm
up
sure. Now. I don't mean to bring back.
Yes, no, it's fine.
I hope I'm not triggering her.
No, you're not.
I should have asked this before we turned the microphones on, right?
No, you're not.
Okay. Good. I don't want to do that. So what do we learn more about the 1 in 26 challenge? Where do we go?
EPINY.org.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see, we have several links to go to the 1 in 26 challenge.
Because some people might not have had a severe seizure, too, right?
Right.
They might have just a little tick or something like that, and they want to find out more about it?
Absolutely, yes.
Right?
And we have several resources on our website, apiny.org, where people can learn more about epilepsy.
Has it ever been confused with a stroke or anything? Like, again, if it was an older person or something like that? I mean, is it similar?
It presents It presents in many different ways. Sometimes we have absence seizure when people are just sort of like unfocused and they're like very brief seizure. Generally, a stroke has very specific signs, so like the face, drops, and one part of the body doesn't work. So it's slightly different, but it's, generally, that a physician will be able to tell because they, with the electroencephalogram, they can tell what kind of wave.
Okay.
And where are specifically connected.
Well, the fun part of this kickoff, which I've been to a couple times, on October 1st at 8 in the morning at Wickham Farms, is it's something that the kids would want to go to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you can get the whole family. There was a lot of families there.
Yes.
That's what I remember
about
it, you know?
Yes.
And because the kids just love that whole what do we call it, a park? It's a farm.
Yeah, it's a farm. It's practically a farm.
Yeah.
Fun
yes.
farm. Yeah.
It's a very fun farm.
Yes.
It is a very fun farm. Well, I think, anything else you want to cover here in our last minute or so?
No, encourage everyone. It's a fun event and it's a very good cause. So we encourage everyone to come and register.
A mile a day.
Yeah,
come on.
And it's good.
And
good for you.
You can register there, right?
Yeah, you can register there. On that day.
Yeah.
Or you can register before on the website.
All right. And I'll try to remind people the week of and stuff on the radio and stuff like that. All right, Lorena. She's not from around here, you know.
You might not. You notice East Rochester accent.
Yes. Will you be back from Italy for the thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
She gets to go home here. She was telling us before we turned the microphones on. Going home for a little visit, right?
Yes.
All right.
Going back to Milan.
And Ellie's going back to school.
I'm going back to school.
Going back to school. EPINY.org. 1 in 26 challenge. It kicks off at Wickham Farms on October 1st, but all month, the 1st through the 26th, we should say, walk, ride, bike, whatever you want to do, crawl on your hands and knees. We don't care.
Yeah.
But we just want you to accept the challenge and help out EPI.
Yeah.
EPINY.org. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.